Welcome to New Life Church. Please stand as we worship this morning. From Deuteronomy 33. There is no one like our God who rides across the heavens to help you, on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Let us lean on his everlasting arms.
Thank you. Just want to speak the name of Jesus. Thank you, worship team. If that doesn't get you pumped up on a Sunday, on a cold, blistery Sunday, I don't know what does. Thank you, that was awesome. Yeah, give them a round of applause. They work hard to bring us into worship. Well, I'm Rob Bransma. I'm your host here this morning. Thank you for being here. Worship team, you sang a hymn there as well that was my grandpa's favorite hymn. And so I want to invite the kids down. We're going to pray over them here in a minute, so come on down, kids. But that got me thinking about some of my favorite songs when I was in kids' church way back in the day, maybe just a few years ago. But what were some of your favorite Bible songs? Just maybe shout them out. It could be Father Abraham, This Little Light, Zacchaeus, yes, he was a wee little man. Come on down, kids. Any others that are a blast from the past that you can think of? This Little Light of Mine, yes. What was that one? If I Were a Butterfly. That one sounds really good. Jan, can you sing that one next time you're the host? Awesome. Okay, kids, come on down. Leaders as well. We're going to pray over you before we dismiss you to Kids Church and Little Lights. So this is our age 2 to 5 and grades 1 to 5. Thank you for coming down. All right. Okay, let's pray a blessing over these kids. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these beautiful boys and girls. And we just ask that you speak Jesus into them today. We thank you for their leaders, and we just thank you for them and the teaching that they're going to bring to these kids today. Just open their hearts and open their minds to receive your word today, Lord, and that they can experience your love. Thank you. Amen. Okay, Little Lights can head out that way, and Kids Church head out that way. There was another song I didn't hear. It's Happy and You Know It. Clap your hands. Yes. Awesome. Okay. We're so happy that you're here today. We got a special service today. If you're a guest here today, fill out a comment card, and those are on the seat pocket in front of you. Fill those out and bring them to the table, the Connect table info booth after the service, and you can get a gift there from New Life Church. If you're online, sorry, there's no gifts, but if you want to just maybe lay a comment in the comment section online, and we can interact with you that way too. That'd be awesome. Okay, announcements. The Journey Workshop. So this is once a month, and it's coming up this Saturday, April 27th, which actually happens to be a special day in the Bransma household, as that is my mom's birthday. So if you remember on April 27th to wish my mom a happy birthday, please do that. It's also Joel Van Galen's birthday. Is Joel up there on Saturday? Awesome. Okay, so this Journey Workshop is this Saturday, and it's designed to help us dive into the Word of God, which is the Bible, at a deeper level. And it'll help and form and help us understand practical ways we can learn about the author. This is held once a month, like I said, and the intent is to equip and form our faith. So I know there's been one or two of these before. So who's attended these? Maybe raise your hand if you've attended one of these before. Awesome. Okay. If you haven't gone to one, just find somebody that has raised their hand and ask them how it's gone. And then you can get some more information. Word of mouth, right? Let's spread that word of mouth. Get more people out there. So you can sign up at newlifecrc.ca /events. So just that's coming this Saturday for the Journey Workshop. Now, this next announcement is called Fernando Lunch. So I'm not really sure if Fernando is serving lunch or what the... But it's a special lunch after the service in room 106. And just allow maybe 15, 20 minutes after the service before you head to room 106. And we have a special guest here. Fernando Trevino is here. He's going to be sharing the message as well. Now, I don't see Justin Dudney out there. I don't need to translate, do I? Because my Spanish, no hablo español, de poquito Spanish. So, anyway, so yeah, Fernando's here. He's one of our New Life supported missionaries and doing work in Bogota, Colombia. And so if you're interested in learning more about the work there that he's doing and the Brand New Life Society in Bogota, head up to room 106 after the service. What's that, Stu?
Downstairs,
106. Okay. I don't know my rooms that well here. Maybe I need to go for a tour. Okay, our offering this morning is for the Benevolent Fund. This kind and well-meaning fund is administered by our deacons to help those in the New Life community with practical and financial needs. So this fund also supports local organizations with similar visions. So the Gathering Market, which is next door at the Salvation Army Church, Ground Zero Ministries, and also the Cyrus Center as well. So the deacons will administer funds in those directions as well. The deacons are also accepting tuition assistant forms for next year's school year, and those will be up until May 31st. So if you would like to fill one of those out, you can pick those up at the community news info booth after the service, or you can check it on the website, and there's more info in this week's Encourager magazine. Bulletin, I think. Anyways, you can give your donations electronically on the screen shown behind me or in the boxes up front during the fellowship time. Okay, now we're going to pray for the offering, and then we'll head into our fellowship time here after that. Bow your heads with me. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of the deacons, and we ask that you just multiply this offering today for the Benevolent Fund so that those that receive it can experience God's love and that it transform their hearts and they can share it with others as well. Lord, thank you for our deacons. We ask that you bless them and bless these funds to those that need it most. Lord, we thank you for our New Life missionaries and their work around the globe. And we're excited to learn more about that after the service today and during the service with Fernando in his message. Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to have a three-minute fellowship time now. And this time is for us to just kind of mix and mingle and maybe meet somebody new. You can maybe talk to somebody about what plants they planted in their garden or how the Canucks will do tonight in their first playoff game. All right, thanks for having me. Enjoy the service.
All right. Good morning. Welcome again to New Life. It sounds like you're having a great time this morning. Glad you're here. Well, as Rob mentioned, we have a guest with us this morning, Fernando Trevino. Many of you know him. We have been in partnership with Fernando and his ministry in Bogota, Colombia, for over 20 years here at New Life. Last year, we had a team that went to Bogota, and we helped with some renovations of a new ministry center. And so that excitement remains as well. And so we're just so eager to be able to welcome Fernando this morning. And he is going to preach the word this morning as well. And Gertie Fictree is going to translate. And so why don't you come on up? And well, actually, no, take a seat.
Oh,
we've got...
That's good.
You're already done. It was easy.
Yeah.
No, in a moment, we're going to pray for them. This is a work of ministry that Fernando has been involved with. The ministry has gone on for over, just about over 50 years, or at 50 years now. Fernando's been involved with it for some 40 years. And it's a ministry to youth. Let me see if I can get my Spanish right. Juventud para Cristo. Amen. Yes. So, known here in Canada as a Brand New Life Society. So, when you hear that, a Brand New Life Society, it's referring to Juventud para Cristo in Bogota, Colombia. It's a work, Fernando serves some 250 youth, probably, something like that. And they are continuing to expand beyond Bogota into other cities throughout Colombia. And so, a lot of resources are needed. We're helping them with that. One of their ambitions is to be able to purchase the ministry center that they are using in Paradiso in Bogota. And so we want to show you that ministry center. And some of us who went last year worked on that ministry center. So there's also a certain amount of pride with that. But take a look at this video. It's the location of Fernando's ministry. So. Let's I just want to have a moment of prayer with Fernando and Gertie, and as they present to us the Word of God. So, marvelous ministry. Fernando has been an inspiration to many of us as he has spoken to us before. And so I just want to pray for a blessing. Father in heaven, thank you for Fernando Trevino. Thank you, Father, for his servant heart and for the ministry that he leads in Bogota. And we pray, Father, for a blessing on that ministry, that you will continue to provide for him and the staff that he leads as well. And we pray that you will bless his family, watch over Fernando and Astrid, his wife. And we pray, Father, that in all things, you will receive the honor and glory. And we pray now for your Spirit's blessing upon Fernando and Gertie as they present to us the Word of God this morning. So, God, give us attentive hearts and ears, we pray, and move in us so that we, too, may be your servants. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Working? Is working?
Yeah.
Good morning, family.
Buenos días, familia.
Ya, yeah, quiero hacer una corrección del video.
I'd like to correct the video a little bit.
Yo soy muy malo en matemáticas y dinero.
I'm really bad in math and money.
Yo sé que el valor del dinero, pero nunca pienso en dinero.
I know the value of money, but I don't think about money.
Había el costo de la casa nos es de creo que decía $75,000, está mal.
Yeah, it said $75,000 at the house. The building is worth that much.
La casa cuesta $45,000.
But it's actually $34,000.
Sí, y tenemos reunido ya 17.
$45,000, sorry.
Y tenemos reunido 18.
And we've got ready about 18.
La mitad tenemos reunido.
They have almost the half of it.
Sí, entonces la casa no cuesta todo eso, es mi error.
It's his mistake.
Yeah, sorry. But it's only money. y no voy a predicar acerca del dinero.
And I'm not going to preach about money.
gracias a Iglesia. Esto que ustedes vieron ahí es gracias a ustedes.
Thank you to you.
El año pasado, si se ve esa casa, se ve bonita, es gracias a la iglesia.
And thanks to you, the way this house is now is, yeah, is.
Así que si se cae esa casa también es gracias a ustedes.
And also if it collapses, thank you to you too.
Sorry. Okay. Es un privilegio para mí poder compartir la palabra.
It's a privilege for me to share God's word with you.
Hace unos años tomé una decisión en mi vida.
A few years ago, I decided to make a decision.
Si yo tengo que decir algo de la palabra de Dios.
And if I have to say something about God's word.
Yo necesito decir algo que yo sienta y me pase a mí primero.
And if I then, I, but I first have to feel it myself and have experienced it myself.
Y esta palabra que quiero compartir con ustedes realmente tocó mi corazón.
And really, this passage that I'm going to share with you, it's really touched my heart.
Quiero que veamos en Lucas, capítulo 8, versículo 43 en adelante.
Okay, so we're going to look at Luke 8, starting at what verse? Versículo
8:43.
Luke 8, verse 43.
Todos conocemos esta historia.
We all know the story. I'll read it. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it. And Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you." But Jesus said, "Someone deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power go from me. When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had been immediately healed. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
Hay algunas palabras de este pasaje que quiero resaltar hoy.
There's some words in this story that I'd like to explain.
The first one. La primera es alguien.
The first thing I'd like to point out is the word someone.
Dios no conocía a esta mujer. Jesús no conocía a esta mujer.
Jesus didn't know this woman.
Pero sabía que era alguien.
But knew she was someone.
Yo quiero ser alguien.
And I want to be someone.
La otra palabra es...
The other word is...
¿Dónde está la otra palabra? alguien, hija, fe y paz.
Also, so someone, daughter and peace. I'd like to focus on those words.
Dios, Jesús, se encuentra con esta mujer.
Jesus encountered this woman.
Y esta mujer, ustedes han leído la historia muchas veces.
I guess you could have read this story many times.
Llevaba muchos años enferma.
This lady was sick for many years.
Rechazada.
She was rejected.
Había perdido todo su dinero.
She'd lost all her money.
En la costumbre judía, en la costumbre antigua, las mujeres que tenían este problema eran completamente rechazadas.
And in the customs of the Jewish people at this time, a woman like her with bleeding would be totally cast out.
Estaba sola.
She was alone.
Y desesperada.
And desperate.
Pero un día,
but one day,
escuchó acerca de Jesús.
She heard something about Jesus.
Y pensó.
And thought.
Yo quiero ir donde está él.
I want to go where he is.
Estoy completamente segura.
I'm completely sure
que él puede hacer algo por mí.
That he can do something for me.
Se levantó una mañana.
So she got up one morning.
Y quería desesperadamente.
And wanted desperately.
Ir a buscar a Jesús.
To go and look for Jesus.
Él está aquí esta mañana. Esta mañana está él acá. Jesús está aquí esta mañana.
Okay, Jesus is here right now.
¿Cuántos de ustedes esta mañana? ¿Cuántos de nosotros esta mañana?
How many of you this morning?
Nos despertamos.
We woke up.
Pensando.
Thinking.
Voy a ir a buscar a Jesús.
I'm going to look for Jesus.
Necesitamos buscar a Jesús. Yo quiero buscar a Jesús. Yo necesito buscar desesperadamente a Jesús.
We need to look for Jesus. I need to look desperately for Jesus.
Fernando Treviño necesita buscar a Jesús.
Fernando Treviño has to look for Christ.
Y este día el corazón de esta mujer se llenó de fe.
And this morning her heart filled with faith.
Y ella pensó, hoy es un día diferente.
And she thought, today is a different day.
Cuando Jesús, cuando esta mujer toca a Jesús,
when this woman touched Jesus,
Jesús siente que un poder sale de él.
He felt the power leaving him.
Y él se pregunta, ¿alguien? ¿Qué pasó? Alguien me tocó.
And he asked, someone touched me. Someone.
Y esta mujer inmediatamente había recibido la sanidad.
And this woman immediately was healed.
En ese momento fue sana.
In this moment was healed.
Y Jesús sabía que era de él había salido este poder.
And he could tell that this power had left him or
vuelve
went
y se
her.
Voltea a mirarla.
When he turned to look at her,
y dice, alguien me ha tocado.
And he said, someone touched me.
Y esta mujer se acerca a él.
So this woman got closer to him.
Mostrando su debilidad.
And showing her weakness.
Y Jesús le dice, tu fe te ha sanado.
And he said, your faith has healed you.
El mensaje no es acerca de la sanidad física.
This message really isn't about about physical healing.
El mensaje es acerca de creer.
The message is about believing.
Y hay tres cosas que nos enseña aquí Jesús.
And there are three things here that Jesus is teaching us.
La primera es acerca de la fe.
La primera es qué?
Fe.
The first one is faith.
No sé en Canadá, pero en Colombia tenemos muchos problemas de fe ahora.
I don't know about.
No sé en Canadá, pero en Colombia tenemos muchos.
He doesn't know about Canada, but he knows that in Colombia there's a lot of problems with faith.
Cada vez creemos menos en la iglesia.
And each day we believe less in the church.
Y cada vez las iglesias están perdiendo muchas personas.
And the people are losing the churches are losing a lot of members.
Yo sé que no es el caso de Canadá.
I know this isn't the case in Canada.
Y no es el caso de esta iglesia.
And I know it's not the case of this church.
Pero en Colombia es muy triste.
But in Colombia it's very sad.
Y yo personalmente creo que necesitamos tener esa fe sobrenatural.
We really need this supernatural faith.
Esa fe desesperada.
This desperate faith.
Esa fe que hace que se muevan montañas.
This faith that can move mountains.
Y que hace que las cosas sucedan.
And it makes things happen.
¿Tenemos esa fe en este momento? ¿Tenemos ese tipo de fe ahora?
Do we have this kind of faith right now?
Y si no la tenemos, Dios está aquí hoy.
And if we don't, God is here now.
¿Vienes con fe por Él? ¿Hoy viniste esta mañana en fe por Él?
Did you come this morning with this faith for God?
¿Tenemos algún motivo de oración?
Are we motivated to pray?
¿Hemos esperado por alguna respuesta mucho tiempo?
Have we waited for an answer for many years?
La segunda cosa que nos enseña este pasaje es acerca de ser sanos y libres.
And the second thing that Jesus is teaching here is to have healed and to be free.
En algunas versiones de la Biblia habla de la palabra salvado.
And
en algunas versiones, en algunas Biblias habla acerca de ser sano y ser salvo.
Yeah, in some versions of the Bible, the word to be healed is the same as salvation.
Y significa en algunos textos significa también rescatado.
And also in some versions it means rescued.
¿Y de qué necesitamos ser rescatados?
And what do we need to be rescued from?
Necesitamos ser rescatados de nosotros mismos.
We have to be rescued from ourselves, own selves.
En Isaías 61 del 1 al 3.
In Isaías
61.
In Isaiah 61
del 1 al 3.
Verses 1 to 3 says, "The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come and with it the day of God's anger against his enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." Hace tres, ¿verdad?
Esa es mi vida, por ejemplo.
This is my life.
Quebrantado.
Broken.
Cautivo.
Captive.
Sentía deseo de venganza en mi corazón.
¿Sentía qué?
Deseo de venganza en mi corazón por mucho tiempo.
I felt shame in my life for a lot of time.
En mi vida no había gozo.
In my life there was no joy.
Estaba de luto mi vida por el abandono. Luto es muerte. Había muerte.
I felt dead, actually. Yeah.
Angustiado, desesperado.
Desperate, with a lot of agony.
Y cuando miro la palabra es mi vida y de pronto también es tu vida en
and
alguna manera.
When I read the Bible, it is life for me and it gives me life.
Mi mamá me abandonó cuando yo tenía 5 años.
My mother abandoned me when I was 5 years old.
Y vivía con mucho odio.
And I lived with a lot of hate.
Sentía dolor por las personas.
I felt a lot of pain.
Porque me dañaron a mí.
Yeah, so yeah, because a lot of people damaged me really and hurt me.
Y me sentía rechazado también.
And I felt rejected.
Cuando yo veo que Dios busca a estas personas.
When I see that God looks for
these
kind of people.
Que Dios me está buscando a mí.
That God is looking for me.
Está buscando a ti.
And he's looking for you.
¿Cómo no buscarle desesperadamente?
Why don't we look desperately?
¿Cómo mi alma no puede estar ansiosa de estar con él?
Why is my soul not anxious to be with him?
¿Saben que todos estamos muriendo lentamente?
Sadly, all of us are dying.
Estamos desahuciados en nuestro cuerpo, nosotros nacemos y ya tenemos nuestros días contados.
We are born and our days are numbered.
Someday, I don't know when.
Yeah.
Pero si lo que no importa, si mi cuerpo va a morir.
If my body's going to die.
Mi alma no tiene por qué morir. Mi alma necesita estar viva siempre.
But my soul needs to be alive all the time.
Mi alma necesita de Dios.
My soul needs God.
Mi cuerpo.
My body.
Pero nuestra alma necesita desesperadamente.
But our soul desperately is in need of God.
Y Jesús le da este regalo a esta mujer.
And God gave, or Jesus gave this gift to this lady.
Le da sanidad.
Of healing.
Le da salvación.
And he gives her salvation.
Y en la tercera palabra le da paz.
And
en la tercera cosa que nos habla en
okay,
mensaje,
and the,
le da
and the
paz.
Third thing that I want to talk about is peace.
Le dice, ve en paz.
He said, go in peace.
¿Y qué significaba para esta mujer estar en paz?
What does it mean for this lady to be in peace?
Para mí era perdonar.
For me, it was forgiveness.
Si yo he sido rechazado,
if I was rejected,
por tantos años,
for so many years,
yo estoy lleno de odio.
I was full of, I was full of hate.
Estoy lleno de dolor.
And full of pain.
Y estoy lleno de amargura.
And I'm full of bitterness.
¿Cuántos aquí tienen problemas con el temperamento?
How many of you have trouble with your temperament?
No, en serio.
Really, seriously.
Y cuando tenemos problemas con el temperamento, lo más fácil.
When we have problems with our temperament, the easiest thing is.
Cuando tenemos problemas con las personas o relacionarnos con las personas, lo más fácil es.
And when we have trouble relating with other people and getting along with other people.
Es justificarnos y decir que así somos.
We justify ourselves. We say, well, that's the way we are. That's the way I am.
Mi papá fue muy violento conmigo. Mi padre fue muy violento.
Oh, my dad was very violent with me.
Como fue abandonado por su esposa, él vivía de mal genio y amargado toda la vida.
Because his wife left him, he was always bitter and angry.
Y fue lo que yo aprendí. Esta relación es la que yo aprendí.
And this is what I learned to be like him.
Entonces, mi papá era así.
My dad was like that.
Mi abuelo era así.
My grandfather was like that.
Y yo tengo todo el derecho de ser así.
And so I have all the rights to be like that too.
Tengo todo el derecho de ser violento, de mal genio. Todo el tiempo.
I have all the rights to be violent and mean.
¿Saben que el Espíritu Santo, cuando tú y yo recibimos el Espíritu Santo?
Did you know with the Holy Spirit and when you receive the Holy Spirit?
La primera función del Espíritu Santo es transformarte a ti.
And the first function or purpose of the Holy Spirit is to transform us.
Por su amor y por su gracia.
By his love and his grace.
Es un regalo que Dios nos está dando.
It's a gift that God gives us.
Es un regalo que Dios quiere transformarte a ti y a mí. Él quiere hacerlo.
It's through this gift God wants to transform you and me.
Y nosotros, o en mi caso, yo quería ser transformado en otras áreas.
And also in my house, or in my case, I want to be transformed in other areas as well.
Pero no en lo que a mí me cuesta. O en lo,
but I, not in what's hard for me.
Porque es que yo soy así.
Because I'm like that.
Y mi abuelo es así, y mi padre es así.
And my dad is like that, my grandfather is like that.
¿Y dónde queda el trabajo del Espíritu Santo?
And where is what happens to the work of the Holy Spirit?
¿Dónde queda el trabajo de Dios?
Where what happens to the work of God?
Y tuve que reconocer que yo necesitaba paz.
And I needed peace.
Y tuve que reconocer que tenía que pedirle perdón a a mi madre que me abandonó.
And I had to recognize, I had to forgive my mother who abandoned me.
Tenía que reconocer que tenía que pedirle perdón a mi familia por haberlos violentado tanto.
And I had to ask forgiveness of my family for being violent with them.
Por mi temperamento.
For my temperament.
Y tuve que pedirle perdón a Dios.
And I had to ask forgiveness of God.
Por no ser transformado por él.
I had to ask God to forgive me for not letting myself be transformed by him.
Jesús le dice a esta mujer, ve en paz.
Jesus said to this lady, go in peace.
Y paz es algo que necesitamos tanto, tanto todos.
And peace is something we need so badly, everyone.
Quizás en este momento,
maybe in this moment,
deberías pensar,
maybe in this moment you need to think,
que necesitas irte a tomar un café con alguien.
That maybe you have to have a coffee with someone.
De pronto hay una palabra que no hemos dicho hace mucho tiempo a alguien que necesita.
Just in case or you may have said something unkind to someone.
De pronto deberíamos pensar con quién tengo algún problema en este momento.
And you have to think about who you have a problem with right now.
Entonces, Dios quiere darnos esa paz.
God wants to give us this peace.
Quiere darnos esa sanidad.
He wants to give us healing.
Y quiere que tengamos esa fe desesperada.
And he wants us to be desperate for him.
Si Dios estuviera aquí en este momento.
If God was here right now.
Yo quisiera que él dijera, aquí hay alguien que me tocó.
And if he was here right now, I would like him to say, someone touched me.
Yo quiero ser ese alguien.
And I want to be that someone.
¿Cuántos quieren ser ese alguien también?
Who would like to be someone now? Yeah.
Yo quiero ser alguien.
I want to be someone.
Curioso es que Jesús no sabía el nombre de esta mujer.
And it's interesting, Jesus doesn't know this woman's name.
No la conocía, nunca la había visto.
He'd never seen her before.
Y por la fe de esta mujer.
And because of the faith, this lady's faith.
La primera palabra que le dice a ella.
The first word he said to her
is hija,
daughter.
Inmediatamente, hija, tu fe te ha salvado.
And right away he said, your daughter, your faith has healed you.
No la conoce y la convirtió en hija en un momento. Él no la conocía y fue convertida en hija en un momento.
Yeah, she was converted to a daughter in one moment.
Nosotros conocemos de hemos oído tantos mensajes. Tanto tiempo,
we've
toda
heard
nuestra vida.
So many messages all our lives, all the time.
Que la costumbre,
and the custom,
que el escuchar tantas veces de él,
and the custom of hearing this so often,
no nos quita a nosotros la emoción,
it doesn't take away the emotion,
la necesidad,
the need,
y el estar desesperado de escucharlo.
And
a él.
To be desperate. To hear him.
De encontrarlo a él.
To meet him.
Que nuestras vidas puedan ser transformadas.
Our lives can be transformed.
Como Dios quiere.
As God wants.
Y no como yo quiero.
And not like we want.
Y que podamos estar en paz con absolutamente todas las personas.
And we can be in peace with everyone.
Con nosotros mismos.
With ourselves.
Y que podamos estar en paz con Dios.
And we can be in peace with God.
Esa es mi oración hoy.
This is my prayer today.
Cuando yo vi este mensaje, lo he visto varias veces y todas las veces lloro porque me toca.
Every time I read this passage, I cry because it touches me so much.
Que mi alma necesita estar desesperada y Dios está aquí buscando y esperando por nosotros.
That my soul is desperate. And God is and we need to be desperate to be looking for God.
Vamos a orar. Y cierren ahí sus ojos, vamos a orar.
We're going to pray. Close your eyes, we will pray.
Señor, ¿cuántas veces nos has hablado?
God, how many times you've talked to us?
¿Cuántas veces has estado esperando por nosotros?
And how many times have you been waiting for us?
Que podamos buscarte desesperadamente siempre.
We want to look for you desperately.
Para que podamos ser dignos de tu sanidad.
So that we can be worthy of your healing.
que podamos ser dignos de tu paz.
So that we can be worthy of your peace.
Que podamos ser dignos de tu amor.
And so that we can be worthy of your love.
Enséñanos y permítenos poder estar en paz con todos, Padre.
Teach us and permit us to experience this peace.
Gracias, Señor, por este tiempo.
Thank you for this time.
Gracias por esta iglesia, Señor, que te busca.
Thank you for this church that is searching for you.
Y queremos ver una iglesia necesitada de ti.
And we need a church that is in need of you.
Lleno de jóvenes y adultos que te buscan desesperadamente.
Yeah. And we want this church to be full of young people and all kinds of people that are eager for you.
Es mi oración para esta iglesia Nueva Vida.
And this is my prayer for this church, New Life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, family. Thank you, family.
Would you stand and sing with us?
Deliver us.
Iglesia.
Church.
Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Los guarde.
God take care of you.
Y lo más importante.
And the most important thing.
Que cada uno de ustedes.
That each one of you.
Pueda mostrar a Jesús.
That we could show God.
Que cada vez que ustedes, iglesia, hablen de Él.
And every time you speak of Him.
Hagan resplandecer el rostro de Dios.
That you delight, that God is delighted by you.
Y que todos lo conozcan.
That everyone should know God.
Por el amor de ustedes.
Through your love.
Que todos conozcan a Jesús por las vidas de ustedes.
¿Cómo?
Que todos conozcan a Dios por sus vidas, a través de sus vidas.
So that everyone will know of God through your lives.
Son una iglesia bendecida.
You are a blessed church.
Son una iglesia bendecida. Ustedes son de bendición.
You are blessed and you are a blessing.
Así que son bendecidos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
And so be blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amén.
We got one more song for you guys.